Mayday. Mayday. Coast Guard, come in. This is First Mate Joseph Stevens of the Aqua Fortune, EXBE-0179, out of Anchorage. We need assistance. We have two dead and one severely injured. Repeat. Two dead and one severely injured. We snagged something on the ocean floor and brought it to the surface. My God. I can't believe that disc was down there. How could anything have survived that long down there? Mayday. Mayday. Coast Guard, come in. This is Shrimping Freighter, the Aqua Fortune, EXBE-0179, out of Anchorage. We need assistance. Back with episode 2. How's everybody digging this?
Good.
I was like, the
going good, man.
Temperature of my boys. Well, let me lead us in and we'll play catch up here and we'll do it. Greetings, fellow slingers. Ooh. Welcome back to Roll the Hard 20. It is I, your trusted handler, Brian, and with me, my hard slingers of yore.
Hail.
Episode 2 of our homebrew Delta Green scenario, Deep Waters. Episode 1 found you guys heading out to the Alaskan Sea to investigate what the shrimping freighter, the Aqua Fortune, had brought up from the bottom of the ocean. The ship itself has been put under a communications blackout. You were told to find out what happened and to debrief the crew or possibly clean the crew once you find out what's gone on. You are currently on board the freighter, questioned First Mate Stevens, and learned that the captain is dead, that one of the engineers, Gru, is dead, and that their physician, Mac Morgan, is in a comatose state. After several questions were raised towards the crew, both to First Mate Stevens and to another crewman named Pedro Gomez, you decide you want to go down and see the physician himself. They led you down, you opened up the door, you saw this man tied to a bunk, wild look in his eyes, tears rolling down his cheek, and then he let out this bellow of a scream. First Mate Stevens looks at the two of you and says, "That's the most noise he's made since we brought him out."
Well, maybe he's coming out of whatever somnambulance he was in. Each wants to look at the doctor, and does this seem like, from my experience, this is a man who had lost his sanity from seeing something or being involved in something?
Having seen as much as you have and seen people that have basically lost their shit, this guy probably looks like he has as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done. Okay.
Anything, so let's continue. You need Odesso?
Yeah, we both are pretty much we look at him, and the only thing I could think that may work is if he's a true medical doctor, we may be able to get into his bag and give him some kind of anti-anxiety medication that might calm him down enough to ask him questions. But if he's lost his sanity, we're done.
Well, there's more worried about him losing his sanity and doing something harmful to us, to the ship, whatever.
Well, they did say they tied him to the table. Let's just make sure, or tied him to the bed. Let's make sure those are secure.
And they are. From what you can tell, they seem to be fastened fairly tight. Okay. Yeah, they've got the straps around each wrist and then tied to the sides of their table. You see that he has his ankles tied down, and they have a chest strap securing him so his torso won't fall off and basically break his shoulders or whatever.
Got it. Okay, we're done here. Let's go take a look. We ask Stevens, can you take us to see the bodies of the captain and the engineer?
Yeah. I haven't died yet, so I'll take you to see those.
I realize this is probably traumatic for you, seeing your friends in this state. So if you prefer to hang outside the room while we go and take a look at the captain and the engineer, that's completely understandable.
You're okay if I don't go with you?
Well, I'm okay if you don't want to. Obviously, I don't know where we're going, but yeah, if it's too much trauma for you to go into this and see them in this state, that's understandable.
No, I'll take you. Do me a favor, Burke. Why don't you go up and tell Gomez and Tomlin, maybe Mac might need another injection or something to try to calm him down. It looks like he's starting to come around. And Burke just kind of nods. Sure thing. I'll go handle it. He leaves the corridor and goes back out into the outside of the wind and the sleet of everything that's going on. And as he goes outside, you could tell from the door being open briefly that the sun has gone completely down. It is black as hell out there. The only thing granting any type of illumination are the overhead lights from the gantry outside and along the railing sporadically placed along the deck.
Okay.
Steven says, okay, we're gonna go down another deck to the forward freezer. Let's go. So he leads you through the corridor down a stairwell to the next deck down and leads you all the way to the bow.
As we're walking, I want to talk with him. So, First Mate Stevens, I know this has been difficult on everybody. How is your crew holding up? And the only reason I ask is it seems like crewman Tomlin and Burke seem to be okay, but I did notice that crewman Gomez was, like I said earlier, a little skittish, a little agitated. How is he doing? Have you had a time to speak with him and find out his mental status on this? I don't know how close everyone was here, but y'all work together. I understand the trauma it might have.
Yeah, I think we're all doing pretty solid, especially Gomez. Yeah, I don't get that from him at all. You think he's skittish? You think he's getting squirrely on me?
No, I don't mean it that way. Just he was very reluctant to answer questions, it seemed. And maybe he's just following protocol, allowing you to do the speaking for everybody. But I just want to make sure that something traumatic like this.
That's probably because he. Anyways, yeah, let me show you the freezer.
You were saying?
What?
Well,
no, I'm sorry. Let me just show you the freezer where the bodies are. I'm sorry.
Okay. As we go in, this is out of game. Adesso, maybe one of us should stay on the outside just in case Mr. First Mate here is starting to crack and slamming the freezer door on us.
Yeah, but they don't lock from the inside.
I don't know that for sure.
Go in with him.
Then how about that? You go in. No, he said he was going to stay out. No, he said he was going to go in, right?
Yeah, he said he'd go in with you.
Okay, I still will stay because I don't trust
him. Now we're
him.
Both locked in.
Yeah. No, I want to make sure that one of us, at least if there's something, like I still have my suspicions on Gomez. So I don't want him running down and closing everyone in.
Right. All right. So one of us will stay outside. I'll go in and take a look. Ryder, what skill would we be using to take
And I'll
a look
be there with the door open. I'm not worried about wasting
examine and see if we could figure out what would it be, like forensics or medicine?
For what's
or
that tone?
Sorry?
I didn't hear the question. Sam was talking over you.
I hadn't finished my thing. I was trying to say with the door. Everyone, okay.
Tone, you were talking over Sam. Of course, I couldn't hear what you said.
The question is, which skill would we be using in order to figure out anything we could from the bodies? Would it be like a forensic or a medicine or science or what would it be?
Actually, it would be victimology.
Oh. Victimology. Huh?
Remember we created that skill?
Oh, yeah.
That's based off of your instinct.
Yes. Our intuition, you mean?
Yes, intuition. Sorry.
Okay,
based off
cool.
of our intuition. So.
Got it. Okay, excellent.
So when you go there, just say you'd like to check that out. Whatever.
Okay. So let's go back in game. And here we are walking down the ladder well, strolling down the deck towards the freezer. And then each will stay outside. Adessa will go in and take a look. And then we'll swap places.
Okay, so you're going to go in with the first mate first, Adesso?
Correct.
Okay. He leads you into this large hold, and it is cold.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two lights They're both against the rear wall, shining forward, and you could see off in the forward distance the bow of the ship as it curves towards each other into the dark.
Got it.
You see way at the bow what appears to be two elongated objects that are wrapped separately. And you also notice that there are several boxes off to the starboard side, kind of against the hull itself. And Stevens starts leading you towards the two individual wrapped objects.
Got it. Do the boxes have any markings on them?
It's too dark to see.
Got it. All right, I'll just follow Stevens over to the bodies then.
Okay. He leans down, pulls out a pocket flashlight, clicks it on, and he says, "This one's Captain Hampton. This one's Gru." He hands you the flashlight. He kind of stands back. He says,
"Have at
please
it.
Be
yeah, respectful."
"Yes.
Can do. Not a problem." Okay. First thing we'll do is, are the bodies wrapped?
They are wrapped from head to toe.
All right. Are they wrapped like fish, or is it easy for me to just pull off? I'm going to examine the head.
Yeah, you could see that they're wrapped with the tarpaulin, one folded over the other side, kind of tucked on top, and then taped.
Okay. So it's easy to open.
Yeah.
All right. So they open the body of the captain first.
It's cold as hell in this room, by the way. Just so you know, it's probably about 35 degrees in this.
Gotcha. It's freezing. Got it.
Yeah, it is very cold.
Right. Okay. So I'll work quickly. So I'll open up the tarp to see if I can look at the head of the captain, his head and his face.
Yeah. You peel it back and you see this ghastly visage. Let me repeat that. You see this ghastly visage of this man that looks like he has been caught at the moment of terror, eyes wide, a grimace that has just frozen in time. You see his eyes are completely filled with blood that has pooled around his ears as well. And I need you to make a sanity check.
Ah, crap. All right.
And that's why you hang out at the freezer door so you don't get locked in.
Yeah. Okay, I got a 30 under 61.
Good job.
So I'm good. I made
you
are good.
You don't even take 1 point. I mean, you're cool. Pretty veteran at this shit right now.
Right. Okay. Does his head look discolored or shaped wrong? Like some of it's been caved in or something like that?
No.
Do you have any marks or scars or cuts on there?
Not that you can see.
Any puncture wounds around the neck?
As pale as he is, it still looks like his neck is intact.
How about his head or any, I mean, from chest up, do I see any puncture wounds, scabs, abrasions, cuts, claw marks, teeth marks, anything?
Looking at his body, you don't see any external damage, but it is awfully odd that both of his eyes, you can't even see what color they were, let alone the whites of them. They're 100% frozen red.
Do they look like they've been burned at all?
No, like the orbs are still there.
Okay. Yeah. So no gouges or anything else?
Not that you can see it, other than the ghastly look on his face and the color of his eyes and the blood that had came out of his ears. The man doesn't look so much like he's suffered any damage. Not externally.
Not externally. Okay, the ears, give me any indication what happened? Or they're just bleeding out the ears?
It's frozen right now. The blood had came out of the ears is frozen in the canal. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, out of game. Is that what is the effects of like pressure or things like that, Tone? Would that cause eyes and ears to bleed and shit like that?
Quick decompression could do that. Yeah, like a sudden vacuum could do it. But it would have to be really extreme. And then there'd be other things. You'd be seeing like particle hemorrhaging in the face, like the cheeks, like all the blood being
sucked.
That's
usually due to suffocation, though.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. Is it like, was there like nothing for him to breathe, or was it a weird, like, I'm worried about when we go into the ship, what we're going to have to deal with is this.
They heard screams, which means there was air. These guys had enough air to scream. Well, next thing I want to do is I want to check his hands, see if there's any indication on the hands or the back of the hands. Like he put his hands up to block or anything like that. Fingers and hands is what I want to check next. So go back in game. Okay, so is there any trauma to the throat?
You had asked if there were any punctures to the throat. And yeah,
punctures, scrapes, abrasions, not, nothing. No. Okay. I'd like to check his hands too.
Okay.
Any scrapes, abrasions, anything under fingernails, anything like where he had thrown his hands up to block something or anything like that?
Well, I'm going to describe when you get down to his hands, you can see that they are still in his gloves.
Okay. Anything on the gloves?
No.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. You do see frozen blood on his gloves.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to tell if there was his blood, would I?
Not without doing a test.
Yeah. I'm going to pull one of his gloves off, see if he's bleeding from inside the hands.
Okay. You wrench one of them off, and you see that his hands look immaculate.
Got it. So it's he must have put something, his hands to his face or something.
That's it.
That's my thought.
Ah, well done.
His hands to his ears or something like that to stop it. That's why I'm thinking he has the blood on his hands. All right, so I put the glove back on. I don't put it back on his hand, but put it next to him and then wrap him back up respectfully and go to the next guy.
Okay. As you begin to unwrap the second victim, each, as you're standing outside the hold, waiting for Edesso and Stevens to come back out, you hear this piercing scream coming down the corridor, but it's not coming from where the doctor is. It's coming from elsewhere, like outside on the deck of the ship somewhere.
Okay, do the other people hear it? Edesso and First Mate?
Make an alertness check, Edesso.
Well, great. Well, you know what? I've failed it so many times, my alertness check has gone up. But not today. 63 under 35.
Stevens did not hear it either.
Well, I will immediately alert them. First Mate, Stevens, Edesso, I hear screams coming from beyond where we are. First Mate, I don't know where we are here. Lead us to these immediately.
He leaves you behind, Edesso, and he runs and opens the door. He's like, what's going on, Agent? What, there's screams?
There's screams coming.
From
quickly,
where?
Follow.
From Mac?
Coming from, doesn't sound like where the doctor was. It's some other screen.
For the listeners, Sammy's just pointing. He's like, that way.
You didn't hear my, did my dialogue not go over?
No, all I said you say is I heard screams from, and then you pointed. So oh, I could.
I was actually saying something. Yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't see the, I didn't hear that. So
yeah, we are having bad weather here today. Yeah, First Mate Stevens, there's screams coming. It doesn't sound like it's from the doctor. It's from somewhere else, and I don't know the layout of this ship. Quickly, lead us to this.
Hey, wait a second. You want me to lead you out there towards the screams?
Yes, they might be your men.
Fuck. All right, let's go. And he opens up his jacket, and he pulls out a knife, and he starts running towards the door. He opens up the main door that leads out onto the deck.
Take out my Delta Elite.
He looks running back and sees you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops. It's like,
what are you doing? Keep going. We're agents. Of course we're armed. Go, go, go.
Give me the gun.
I'm not giving you the gun. Go.
Then you go.
I don't know where I'm going.
I'll get behind you.
Okay.
I understand. So I will move forward since I heard the screams. I'll lead the way. Edesso, stay behind or let's go. And he, basically what I'm saying out of game, I want the dude in between us. So if he makes a cagey move at me, Edesso can take care of him.
Okay.
Got it.
The door leads you out onto the trawl deck, right about in the same area where you were lowered down originally. You see the wind is just blowing these gusts of misty water over the railing. The ship is listing from side to side. And you just, as you look around, you could just see the sparkle of the mist in the overhead lights. You know how you get that look where you can't see anything else above you? It's so dark, but you could just see the lights and you see the drizzle coming through it. takes you a few moments for your eyes to adjust, and I would like for everybody to make an observation check.
Yeah.
61 under 70.
59. 35, so I failed that one. That's twice.
You're looking around the deck, Odesso. Mm-hmm. Weapon trained everywhere you're looking. The muzzle's going with you. And both First Mate Stevens and each look off to the right, which is the starboard side. And you guys see something laying head downwards in the stairwell that leads to the next level down. Can you guys see that on that one picture of the ship where it says main hatch?
Where are we? Which picture? Up or down picture? Like the one with the top view or the side
this
view?
This one right here, the top down view.
Okay.
See the main hatch?
Oh, yep. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. You see in this stairwell right here.
Got it. There,
you see what appears to be somebody laying head downwards in that stairwell. And Stevens is like, over there, on the stairs.
Go over and see who it is. It's one of three, unless it's the doctor.
You walk over to him, pull him over, and you see it's Burke. Blood pooling in his eyes, blood coming out of his ears.
Hmm. Any other trauma that we can visit or readily see?
Other than some scratching, like abrasive signs on his face, probably from when he went down the stairs.
Yeah. So it caught him when he was at the top of the stairs. Okay. And he fell down the stairs face forward, which means he was coming down.
The same as the other bodies, right?
Yeah. Well, the injury is.
Yeah.
Did we see anything else? Not on him, but anything else around?
Make a search check.
Search check.
I mean, what you're looking for. Be specific.
I'm looking for anything else. Footprints. I'm looking for anything that would indicate that he was attacked. Well, if somebody came toward him, I'm looking for footprints. I'm looking for disturbances in the deck. Anything
footprints
left behind.
In the mist. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like on the misty deck.
Exactly. Because it's cold. There should be footprints. 61. My search check is a 30. So failed that too.
Okay. Jeez. Yeah, you're not seeing anything.
So how is First Mate Stevens reacting to this?
He's basically shitting his pants at this point.
Brilliant. Yeah, these crew guys aren't a problem. Where are the other two crew?
Where are the other two crew members?
Yeah. All right. We can't do anything for this guy. What, is he still alive?
No.
Okay, can't do anything for him. Moving on. Let's try to figure out. Sorry. he may have helped us out with our thing.
We need to find the rest
of the two crewmen.
Remaining crew,
yeah.
First mate. Where would they be? We need to find them now to make sure they're okay.
I don't know. If they're not still in the wheelhouse, maybe they're in their own quarters, maybe.
We must find them. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Lead the way.
Let's go to the wheelhouse.
All right, he leads you up to the wheelhouse, opens the door, and you see that it is completely empty. But you do notice one thing. The map is no longer on the back wall.
Can you refresh my memory on that? What was the map of?
It was of the Alaskan Sea. With pins that were in it.
Okay.
And then some of the pins had X's at the pins.
Right.
And those X's were what?
I never said that they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
First Mate Stevens.
Marking.
Well, seems that the map is missing. Why would that be?
I was with you guys. I don't know.
What's the importance of this map with the X's and the pins? What do those pins denote? Good shrimping areas?
Yeah, yeah, where the shrimp seem to be biting the best, rich fields of shrimp on the floor. Basically, that's what it is, yeah.
And the X's?
Places that weren't good.
Okay. Is there a lifeboat on this ship? Powerboat, anything like that? Anything that could cover a 15-mile distance? Because we ain't that far from the shore.
Nothing that far, certainly not in this in this weather.
Yeah, that'd be suicide to try it, but I'm not saying desperate men won't do desperate things.
We could go look to see, it's on the other side of that.
Let's go check them.
That thing
that's on the right for us. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Okay, let's go to
the back. So he leads you out of the wheelhouse, takes you back down the steps, and starts moving you towards the rear of the ship and towards this large object that is under a tarp. He's like, the boat would be on the other side of that. I honestly don't feel comfortable about getting near that.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because my captain and another man died being near it or in it. And my doctor is drooling heavily.
Yeah, and another one of your crew died at the stairway with the same thing. So you being 10 feet closer shouldn't make a difference. Understand this. This is now a different situation than when we got here because it's active. You and I and Odesso were together. That means whatever happened to Burke was either done by your other crewmen or something from the ship. So the best thing to do would be to stay together.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go look at the boat. Let's go look to see if it's there. He leads you around the side where the opening of that saucer is at, which is on the port side. And he's trying not to look inside. He's purposely just holding on to the railing, going hand over hand, making his way towards the rear.
Is it that precarious? Are we using the rails and all that?
It's precarious in that the ship is listing, but it's more because the man is probably scared out of his mind right now.
Okay. Okay, great. Do the seem to be any life rafts or lifeboats missing, lowered into the water?
They're both there. But as you look at them, there's something that looks odd about them. But what it's hard to tell in the darkness.
Okay, I'll...
I still have the flashlight that Stevens gave me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use that with my pistol in one hand and use the flashlight, do that cross check so that the light is off to the side or it could be the other way. Bottom line is I'm not going to have the light follow the muzzle. I'm going to use the light to search the area and use my muzzle or point my muzzle where I'm searching.
You look in the first life raft. And you see that there are all these puncture holes in the hull of it.
Oh, well, that's a fine. How do you do? Okay. Can I tell what those puncture holes were made by? Do they look like they were made by a knife or scissors or a little more crudely? What can I tell?
Probably something very sharp. Knife, axe, something of that nature.
But it doesn't look like claw marks or teeth marks or anything like that.
No.
They're punctures rather than abrasions.
Well, they are slices.
Right.
But it's hard to... Whatever it was very sharp.
Got it. Probably a metal. Okay. I'll check the other boat. Same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. Anybody in the boats?
No.
Okay.
Axe murder? No. Well, real quick. Stevens.
Yeah.
Does this ship have... fireman axes, fishing awls, harpoons, things like that. Something that would holes.
Well, we have axes, of course. I mean, as a naval individual, you should know that fire on the water is the worst thing that could happen to a ship.
Yeah. I mean, not a Navy man, unfortunately. Odesso, does that look like something that a fireman's axe would do?
You know, a little sharper than that. This looks like something a knife would do. A knife used for anyone or whatever things, but it looks more to be a knife than anything else. But okay, so now that these are disabled, fine. All right, and we got one more dead guy and two missing crew members.
We need to find the other crew members.
I'll ask Mr. Stevens, do you have any radios? Anybody equipped with a radio?
I have Gomez's phone.
Good. I mean, we haven't been able to reach shit since this whole thing went down. I wasn't even aware that you guys got our Mayday.
Rest easy, we did. And now, thankfully, we're here to help with this because there's something definitely going on. You were correct.
Damn it. Do you have any flares?
Yeah, we should have some flares. We should have some over in the survival kit. Yeah.
Okay. Let's make our way over to the survival kit. Because I want to see, number one, if it's intact. And if it is, I want to grab some flares.
Okay. Yeah. He leads you back towards the gantry. Mm-hmm. All the while not looking at the ship. And just for our listeners, the gantry is the large pylon that's in the center of the ship that goes up and has the rods that go to the front and to the rear, has a little...
The booms, yeah. It's a superstructure up on the... Yeah.
Exactly. He goes over to it, and you see that there is a box there, and you see the box is slightly ajar.
Okay. I'll have Stevens open it.
He opens it. Thanks. And you see the only thing left in there is like some band-aids, some gauze, just light stuff. All the stuff that you would probably want to help draw attention to you is missing. The mirror, the flare gun, the flares, any type of scissors, scalpel, any of that's gone.
Okay. Brilliant.
What the fuck is going on here, agents? Did you drop somebody else off?
No, there's just us. You guys watched us come aboard. You know that. Is there anybody else on this ship? This is now looking a little more suspicious than you originally let on. You want to blame some giant thing that you pulled off from the bottom, some weather balloon or whatever the hell it is, and now people are dying. It's a little more suspicious than you let on, Mr. Stevens.
Fuck you, agent. He holds his knife.
You got dead people on here, and you're the guy in charge, and all you can tell me is I'm not cooperating?
You saying I'm responsible for this shit?
This is where you're supposed to step in, each.
Yeah. Gentlemen, we were all together. Everyone in this group is still alive.
For now? How much longer, though?
We don't know. We need to find your other crewmen and find out if what happened to Burke happened to them.
I mean, fuck, Odesso, your man wasn't even in the room with us. And he tells us he hears a scream that neither one of us heard, and now we got another dead crew member?
What, and I was right there.
You're actually putting forth the proposition that he ran out, found this guy who could have been anywhere in the ship, killed him, and then came back down, ran and yelled at us, told us something's going on, and then ran all the way back?
You saw me send Burke out of sick bay, and so did he. And you and I went into the freezer to see the captain and Gru. He stayed outside the freezer the whole time. How do we know he didn't do this?
He wouldn't have done that. It's not his style. And besides, it still doesn't explain how the other two guys are killed in the exact same way. As a matter of fact, let's go check on the doctor real quick. Make sure hasn't been...
How about this? If I'm a suspect, and there's two other suspects still at large on the ship, Gomez and Tomlin, let's go see where they are right now first before you start accusing me, who was with you the whole time. I understand. This is an extreme situation now. Let's go to the next probable cause, which could be maybe one of the crewmen saw something that happened.
Fine. You know how big this ship is? Where you want to go looking?
Well, do you have a PA system?
1MC, yeah. You
could maybe 1MC, ask them to report to the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go to the wheelhouse. We'll do that. Come on, let's go. He leads you forward to the wheelhouse, goes up the flights of stairs. It's locked.
The wheelhouse is locked?
I can't get in.
Can we see inside the windows?
He steps back and gestures towards the door.
All right, Odesso will walk up to the portal and look through.
You look through the portal and you can see all the instruments are smashed. There's an axe close by, but you see the foot of somebody close to the door.
I'll relay this information to each and Stevens. Is it likely that somebody's resting against the latch is why we can't open it? You said it moved. If we pull on it, it moves a little bit, then stops.
Pull out, though. It doesn't go in. If somebody's leaning against it, I mean... They should just fall out.
Something's...
Stevens bangs on the door with his knife. And you hear something on the other side of the door. Something muffled.
Call to him, Stevens.
Open this fucking door! Fuck you.
What do you mean, fuck you? Open the goddamn door!
Sound like? Can we recognize the voice?
Shit.
What the hell is going on? Who is this?
Who's this?
Did you guys, can we tell who the voice is?
Yeah, can Stevens tell who the voice is?
Not through the thickness of the door.
Yeah.
Stevens, get this guy to open the door. This is your ship. You're the ranking guy.
Open this fucking door now. Fuck you. I saw Burke's body. I'm not opening this fucking door.
What did you see? What do you mean you saw Burke's body?
I saw him fucking dead on the stairwell.
We saw him. He's fine. Other than something hit him in the head. Something looked like an axe.
The fuck are you talking about?
He's fine. He's over here. We put him in sickbay with the doc because he's got a blow to his head. He fell down the stairwell. What did you see?
I saw the blood coming out of his eyes. Damn it.
He hit his head. Yes, he had some blood. It hit his head.
You see a face come up to the portal, and you see it's Tomlin. He's like, fuck you guys. That guy was fucking dead. He's dead. I'm telling you. The same. And somebody did this shit too. I'm not going to go out like Burke. What's that, Sammy?
I said, you're the only one in the room.
Fuck you. He spins open the dog and he opens the door and he kind of goes back against the wall, defeated. Mm-hmm. He's like pointing at all the gauges and the wheel that's just been destroyed with this axe. He's like, I didn't do this. I came in here and it was like this. I heard a scream. I found Burke. I thought I saw something moving back there at the back of the boat under the lights. I went to go check it out. And then next thing I know, I heard this wrenching noise from up front from the wheelhouse. I went there and I found it like this. When I heard footsteps starting to make its way to the wheelhouse, I closed the door. I didn't do this.
Have you seen Gomez?
Where is Gomez?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't do this.
I believe you, okay? So just calm down. And First Mate Stevens was with us, so we know he didn't do it. So we either have Gomez doing this or the doctor snapping out of whatever craziness he was in doing it. Would Gomez do something like this? Is there a reason he would smash all these controls, not allowing us to get back to land on our own, forcing us to do a call for the when we can get reception for the evac?
As Tomlin's about to say something, you see Steven say, look, I understand, Linus. You probably need some rest. Why don't you just lay down for a bit? He's like, fuck you, Stevens. I didn't sign on for this shit. You haven't told them shit. And now we're all going to fucking die on this boat. Just like the captain and Gru and fucking Burke.
Well, you have permission to speak now, Mr. Tomlin. What is it that we have not been told yet? You were very hesitant to tell us things because Gomez was saying, giving you suggestions or something not to. So why don't you let us all know before everyone here ends up dead?
I can't. I won't say it in front of him.
In front of Mr. Stevens?
Correct.
All right.
This fucking
I'll take Mr.
company
Stevens.
Man.
Please, you talk to him.
Okay.
Where are you taking Stevens?
Stevens, come with me.
Hey, real quick, out of game, is there a place on these type of ships, Tone, that we could lock people up? I don't think it would have a brig, but is there something that locks?
What would happen outside? If you'd lock them in a crew room? You know, there's a couple of crew rooms. They would have one way in and out, and you just simply would lock it from the outside. That would be the only way to do it.
Like, what about where the doctor is?
We could lock people in there, but there's already somebody in there. There's a couple of crew rooms on the first floor that we could use.
Yeah.
Then we just
simply
lock them
in
there.
Because I'd rather not deal with other guys wandering around being potential attackers or targets. You know, we need to find fucking Gomez, or maybe the doctor went nuts.
Yeah, I'm feeling the doctor.
He was strapped down. So
yeah, I have a feeling the doctor's still where he is. It's Gomez we got to find now. He's already destroyed the lifeboats. He's destroyed the controls. He's probably next going for the engine compartment and trying to sabotage the power. Which is why the flares were going to become important, because if someone's trying to keep us off, that's going to be the next thing. He's going to kill the engine compartment. So tell you what, Each, you talk to Linus. Stevens and I are going to go down and check the engineering compartment.
Okay, that's smart. Let's split up. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think.
Well, we are going to split up, but that makes sense in this case. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just joking. Okay. So
I'm sorry, Agent, but I don't feel comfortable about leaving one of my crew members here with your agent while you and I go looking at the engineering. Certainly, I'm not going to do it with just a knife.
Each will walk into the wheelhouse and close the door behind him so he can't get in. And then me and Tomlin will just be in there and we can talk.
What the fuck? He starts banging on the glass.
Yes, he says, you need to calm down. We need to go and check the engine compartment, because if anybody's trying to sabotage the ship, that's the next most likely place. I need your help. You need to take charge. This is like
buying concert tickets with Ticketmaster, dude. What do you mean, calm down?
We need, if we go, what panic going to do? You're going to bang on the door. Each will let you in when he's done talking to your guy. But until that time, we need to figure out what's going on in the engine compartment. If anything, you need to come with me.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, no.
A gun to his head.
Yeah. He's real persuasive now.
Add 357.
If you use the gun to help you do that, I'll give you 20%.
Okay, because I have it under 35. 20% would be under 55.
But if maybe a ramification on the back end if you do it that way.
Of course, there will. I'm just going to try to persuade him to come with me. I'm not going to try to coerce him yet. That is a... three. three under 35.
Oh, well done.
Apparently, I'm finally convincing.
His shoulders slump. Let's go.
Excellent. Lead the way to the engine compartment. I mean, I have a feeling where it is, but I'd rather have you lead me.
He starts leading you back towards the trawl deck, towards one of the stairwells that start leading you down the levels.
I'm going to keep my pistol in the low ready, because I'm expecting to find Gomez, or we're going to run into Gomez at some point.
Meanwhile, back at the wheelhouse, Tomlin looks at you, Each. Okay, Agent.
You're alone. What do you have to say?
It wasn't an accident that we brought that thing to the surface.
Please elaborate.
Ever heard of Project Rainbow?
I have not. I'm just a simple government employee.
It was basically born from the Philadelphia experiment, our government's attempt to make ships invisible to radar. But that's neither here nor there. But in the 1940s, an EMF projector was created, known as a Tillinghast resonator. And it was capable of emitting an inverse or collapsed electromagnetic field. It basically created a black hole. Well, back in the day, our government was using these Tillinghast resonators to bring down UFOs. I think that what's on the back of this freighter was the result of the use of one of those EMF projectors. Burke thought it was best that we kept that ship and not sent it back overboard when we pulled that thing up. I thought it was best to send it back down to where we found it, but I was overruled by that. Now this whole death and disc thing, that's not what I'm about. This isn't what I signed on for. And whatever the captain and crew and Max saw when they got inside that ship, I don't even know. But from what I saw with Burke's body on that stairwell, that tells me whatever it was didn't stay on that disc. That somewhere it's on this ship with us right now. And whoever did this, and he points at the instrument clusters and the wheel and stuff, whoever did this and did it to the lifeboats, they're playing in odds that they don't want us to leave here.
Yeah.
And I know it isn't me.
Well, if you need, you stay up in here and you lock yourself in. Keep yourself safe as much as you can. But if there is indeed something else out there, you would probably be safer with federal agents at your side. If you don't trust us, feel free to stay up here, but do not get in our way. we're going to look for whoever did this, which in my opinion seems to be your fellow crewman, Gomez. Burke is no longer with us. The doctor is out of his mind, and everyone else, with the exception of the first mate, is out of commission.
He leans down. He picks up the axe, and he says, "Lead on, Agent. Let's do this."
Okay. At this point, I've had my jack blade in my hand. I will click the trigger and have the blade come out. And I will look at him, and I'll say, "You first."
He walks out onto the deck, right in front of the wheelhouse.
"We need to go to the engine room."
"I understand." He turns around, he says to you, "Thank you, Agent. Thank you." And as you see through this drizzle of the rain coming down, the rocking of the boat back and forth, you see something on his chest. It looks like a long red arrow that's starting from his chest and going all the way back to the back of the boat.
The predator.
And I'll tell you what happens next session.
We know what happens. He's an NPC. He's gone.
Thank you for joining us once again on Roll the Hard 20 Podcast. Remember, you can find us and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, and Audible. And if you like what you're listening to, be sure to leave us that 5-star rating and review. Don't forget about our YouTube channel at Roll the Hard 20. So if you're into watching and you want to help support the show, then head on over and hit that subscribe button. It really does help the show out. We can also be found in the wild on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so don't forget to look for us there and check us out. You can also contact the show directly at rollthehard20podcast@gmail.com or head on over to the website at rollthehard20podcast.com, where you can download the current show directly, pick and choose past shows from our archives, or view our galleries. We've got a lot of stuff posted over there, so check us out. And finally, join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/rollthehard20podcast, where you can become a hard slinger and pick up swag. So until next time, keep your dice warm and your glass topped off as you roll those hard 20s.